This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Like a bag of pizza.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Like flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is the sixth day of December 2017. Welcome to the broadcast tonight. We're going to talk to a guy named Michael in a minute with On Point Preparedness. We're going to discuss artificial intelligence and more than that, and how it's influenced us right now and how close we are literally to the Mark the Beast system being totally in place so that beast system can arise to full power. And we'll discuss that at the first break on that. But don't forget that tomorrow being Thursday, we should be in the office tomorrow between 9 and 4 Eastern to take phone calls. I'd love to hear from you. You know that. And we'll hear if you want to have place any orders, any questions about orders or give donations, whatever, folks. Tomorrow is my day to be here for you. You know, I look forward to that, too. It may sound silly. I don't know if other talk show hosts do this or not, but I don't want you ever think that I'm unreachable. I'm not. Even during the week when I'm not in the office, I'm not doing things, if you get a hold of Lisa, she will find me, and I will call you back ASAP. Don't you ever think that Pastor Butch Paul cannot be reached and doesn't want to talk to you, because I do. I've been called to be a minister, and that's what I want to be. So tomorrow between 9 and 4 Eastern, give us a call. Questions, place orders, whatever, at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. And don't forget to write us and tell us if you need a free case of food and a water filter. Folks, we get on the way the week of the 26th. So it would be a Tuesday, of course. Everybody bell on the 25th. But that Thursday, we'll be giving away, that week, we'll be giving away another case of food and a water filter. But when you do write this, please send us your phone number also. Need to send the phone number in with the orders for the food so they can track it in case sometimes it doesn't get delivered. So please write us and say, I need a case of food and this is why. Or a water filter and this is why. Don't be ashamed. We're not going to share your name on there. You know I've never done that. But you just write us and tell us why you need it. Please do that. And we've decided to extend the Berkey Special through the 31st of next year, January next year. Our webmaster, bless his heart, has got up on the website on PastorButch.com. You see all the prices, what we had to offer there, PastorButch.com. The prices are greatly reduced, plus you get a free Sport Berkey water bottle, which is almost a $40 gift. He's also putting on Craigslist in areas like Michigan and through there where the water supply has been obtained. The Berkeys are there, folks, but I don't think they'll last long now. Now they're going out that way. People seeing the prices for them. They're not going to have many of them forever. We have some all of them right now, but you need to call us and order whichever one you want tomorrow, as soon as possible. Or call them, might leave a number, we'll call you back tomorrow, first come, first serve. Because they're not going to last long. Once they get on the Facebook and on the website and on Craigslist, they're going to go pretty quickly. Because the deal is the best you're ever going to find on a Berkey water filter. And folks, the Berkey water filters are absolutely the best gravity-fed filters, bar none, anywhere in this world. Call tomorrow. Call right now. Leave a number. Call back. We'll call you back tomorrow at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. We want to hear from you, folks. We truly do. Yeah, we want to move Berkey's because we need to raise funds. But that's, folks, you need a water filter. I don't care if you have city water, well water, spring water. You need a water filter. Water is contaminated no matter where it comes from now. With all the pollutants that we put into the atmosphere and the ground, it's contaminated. After the break, we're going to talk to Michael from On Point Preparedness. We'll be discussing AI, artificial intelligence, and even some Bitcoin news. Don't go away.
This is war.
army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Truth, truth, sin, duty, war, and liberty. Just a few of the topics covered in the new book by author Pastor Butch Paul, Articles of Wisdom and Instruction from God's Word, Volume 1. In his new book, Pastor Butch answers life's tough questions with precise, concise, and understandable language, but not from himself. Pastor Butch presents answers straight from God's Word. Purchase Articles of Wisdom and Instruction from God's Word, Volume 1 by Pastor Butch Paul online at Amazon.com or call 800-777-4403.
How many ways can you listen to Call to Decision?
Plenty. Listen live on AM and FM radio stations across the country.
Shortwave radio.
Call in to listen. 605-477-5275 or
605-562-4040.
Listen live at GCNlive.com
or TuneIn.com.
Download the TuneIn app or the GCN app and listen to archive programs at GCNlive.com.
Now there's no reason to miss hearing Pastor Butch
on Call to Decision.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee, EASY66 to 85850.
What was once evil is now called good.
What was once good
is now called evil.
Right is wrong.
And wrong is right.
Common sense
is all but non-existent.
And I think it really does make a difference.
Confused?
It's confusing me.
Well, stay tuned. Pastor Butch will help you sort things out. Now, here's Pastor Butch on Call to Decision.
All righty, folks, tonight we are going to get into a very interesting and spooky topic, artificial intelligence. Now, even 20 years ago, what we're going to discuss tonight was unheard of. It's getting so perverted now that literally men are trying to marry robots. And I'm catching more and more people talking about robots that will say that look like females, call them she or he instead of it. We're seeing a lot of things change rapidly and not necessarily in the right direction. So our guest tonight is Michael. His website is onpointpreparedness.net, onpointpreparedness.net. We're going to discuss AI a little bit, folks, and this is something that is not new to me, but nothing I've had time to really investigate very deeply. Michael, you there?
Yes, hello. How are you?
I'm doing fine, sir. You'd like to tell the folks a little bit about yourself and why you got involved in this?
Yep. So I have been online having the On Point Preparedness site for about 4 years now. And it was only until about 2015 that I got saved. So my website was originally all just about preparedness, physical preparedness, nothing else. I was grown up Roman Catholic all of my life.
Wow.
And then after I moved out of my parents' house, I moved away from Roman Catholicism and then basically sought Christ on my own and had my own personal journey. And then basically got saved and found out, you know, what the true gospel of Christ is and the fact that I didn't really know Christ when I was in Roman Catholicism.
No, you don't.
And so I did a whole changeover with my website. You know, it was all focused on physical preparedness because I saw all the warning signs about the economy and the stock markets and just all the world turbulence, and basically, you know, flipped it on its head and said, I need to focus on Christ. And so my website now, although it still has a degree of physical preparedness in there, I'm focusing on prophecy and signs of the times and a lot of the world events and how, you know, it's basically decaying the morality of society.
Oh, my goodness, yes. To say it's decaying is, yeah, it's already rotten to the core in this nation. And you know that already. I'll tell you that. It truly is. But, you know, I marvel what you said, and we'll move on. This is a different topic, but the Roman Catholics, and I've known some of them, and they were decent people. And some of the hardest people to reach with the gospel of Christ. They've been taught so long their false doctrines and their religion of works and their all the sacraments and all the things. They've been taught that for so long. They put their faith in the priest and the Catholic Church and the Pope. It's hard to break that. I know because I worked with people, even Mel Gibson's dad. We talked different things. He was unreachable for me anyway. He'd been with him in the Catholic Church, we'll call it for 90 years. Hard to break old habits that way. But nonetheless, it's good that you come out of that, and I'm thankful you did, Michael. I truly am.
Oh, I am so blessed to, you know, see through all the deception. And, you know, once I actually started reading my Bible, I just saw all the contradictions with what was going on in the Roman Catholic Church. But you're absolutely right, because my family is still ingrained in that, we'll call it an institution. There's still really good Catholics out there, like you said, but very hard to reach. You know, it's very, very ingrained in them.
Well, it is, and this isn't topic tonight, obviously, folks, but and we're not throwing stones at anybody. We're just telling the people that salvation is not of a church, a religion, or works. It's totally a gift by grace. And when you are truly born again, if you truly have been born again, you'll have works. You will bear fruit. If not, you'll be cut down and cast into the fire. It's just that easy. So please understand this, folks. We're not throwing stones. We're just trying to tell you that the Catholic religion has no real faith for eternal life. They have hope, and they're praying for grace and praying for short time in purgatory. All these things, all which are damned lies to keep them afraid and fearful, And Christ doesn't do that. He set you free of that. But let's move on before we get into something totally different here, Michael, because I could talk about this for an hour, and maybe one day you and I would just discuss some things about that on the phone and see how you come out of this. But you now are working now on the spiritual side of things. You're seeing what first time for spiritual eyes and understanding the truth, and I thank God for that. But how, from what you've studied so far, how far advanced are we as a society, other than morality decaying and everything falling apart in this nation we called the left Christ behind a long time ago? How far are we into the AI situation and total control of the beast system?
We are actually at the catalyst point, a very triggered point that happened, I believe, last week. I think a week and a half ago. So what people need to understand is, and I have a video out there that they can see on my YouTube channel about this, is that AI and cryptocurrency is uniquely tied together. Those things are both more than likely going to be components of this beast system. And, you know, when we read Revelation, you know, the mark of the beast talks about the ability to buy and sell. And so when you think about AI and having control over this cryptocurrency, this digital Bitcoin, it makes perfect sense of how those two things work together.
Well, I know I'm quite a bit older than you are, I'm sure. But I remember when credit cards first came out, I remember some people that knew warned us that was going to be leading to something, a cashless society. I mean, credit back, this has been 40 years ago. People trying to warn people, don't get involved with, even with credit cards, because that's a cashless society. They're going to do it with cash, they're going to be more controlled. And they were right. And of course, then come along Bitcoin. And I have to admit that I did purchase $100 worth of coins 6-7 months ago from a different company. I thought, wow, I don't know about this. But, you know, I already did it. But the point of it is, we go in deeper and deeper in increments, and people get accustomed to it, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Yep. And these changeovers, too, you know, they always happen out of chaos, right? There's an occult understanding of order out of chaos. And so what I'm really looking for in the near future is we're all anticipating sort of this black swan chaotic event, whether it be stock market crash or global currency turmoils of some nature. And that will really pave the way for these cryptocurrencies to come onto the scene. Actually, if you think about when cryptocurrency first came out, it was in 2009. Bitcoin was the first cryptocurrency of its kind. Its story is pretty interesting. But when did that come? That came exactly on the heels of the 2008 stock market crash. And so, you know, you get people at their weakest. You sell them this idea that the banks are corrupt. They've had these faulty loans. We don't trust the Federal Reserve and all these other central banks. And here is your alternative. Here's a cryptocurrency. It's unregulated. It retains its wealth. And so people clamored over it. They wanted it eagerly. And so when you have this next crash, you know, it's not going to necessarily even need to force people into it. People will want it, similar to, you know, our privacy, if you think about that. It wasn't this Orwellian thing where you had police busting down your door and you know, confiscating all your property. We were giving it up willingly with our social media platforms and our cell phones and, you know, putting smart TVs and everything in our house. You know, we brought it in ourselves, really.
Sure. And again, it's been brought in piece by piece, Michael. So easily, most people didn't even notice it. And I'm guilty, too. We've all been guilty of, you know, well, we'll get a credit card. So it makes it easy, convenient to order things. And we get a computer, you know, a personal computer is handy to have to look up and research things. It comes in as a good thing, but then it ends up controlling everything that you do. I mean, there's nothing private on a computer at all, is there?
Nope. No, there's not. Yep, and we invite that stuff in.
We do. We truly do. And now I was talking to a lady that's come to church for our pastor. She's a math teacher. Been a math teacher for years, 40 years probably longer. And she was talking to the students and trying to explain to them about cash. And they never used cash. And they didn't know what a coupon was. They had no idea what a coupon was and how it worked. And she said she went and got some play money from another teacher and said, I'm going to teach them. They said, we don't need to learn this. We just use a card. We don't need to learn this. And now we're reading in places like China and other nations, even India, are starting to use facial recognition to pay their bills.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, How much easier it is. Gee, we don't need cash. We got a card. Well, we don't need a card, but we got a face. This is leading to a lot of things, isn't it?
Yep. Yeah. And, you know, another good example of sort of the chaos and us inviting things in by ourselves is Venezuela. It was actually just this week on December 3rd, Venezuela just launched an oil-backed cryptocurrency. So we all know that their paper currency is spiraling out of control with hyperinflation. And so they're already getting into the digital world. And I research and watch a lot of interviews by financial analysts. Particularly, there's a YouTube channel called Greg Hunter. He interviews like all of the most well-known truther financial analysts. And they're all saying the same thing. They're all saying that the world is going to go digital. It's all going to go into digital currency. That is the best way or means to control people. And so it's inevitable. But the linkage between this digital cryptocurrency going global and the AI component is just super interesting.
Well, it truly is, you know, and I do like to study some, and I do know the Bible puts a curse on false weights and measures, and I know we haven't had any just measures in this country since 1964 when they took the silver, the backed the dollar out, and there's a curse on that, and this we started to downfall financially back when they started printing paper as money and not real hard currency as gold and silver. Folks, I'm going to make a point here. Don't go away. If you have any questions next half hour, you can call us also at 877 877-317-6432. 877-317-6432. Folks, I warned for years about the biometric picture on the driver's license, and now that's coming to play big time in this AI system.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra-large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and Wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
We have loud and proud homo Nazis. We have quiet and timid church members who whisper quietly so not to offend anyone. And for fear of being considered fanatical.
Are you done?
If you're used to panty-waisted preachers, change channels now. You won't like Pastor Butch. Now, here he is, Pastor Butch, on Call to Decision.
And folks, welcome back to the guest tonight. I got a lot more to talk about, but don't forget, we have two sponsors that help us keep this program on the air. And your supporting them supports this ministry. Dr. Ron Green, of Life Research offers health products that are absolutely untouchable in the category that he works in. You need to call him, ask him questions about whatever problem you may have at 406-822-7776. 406-822-7776. Our newest sponsor, Discount Gold and Silver. Tonight, while we're talking about the cryptocurrencies, AI, and moving into a digital world, this is another reason you need to call Melody and think about getting some real assets in your hands, not in a safe deposit box somewhere, but in your possession immediately. Melody Cedarstrom will give you the best deals available anywhere. Totally upfront and honest. I promise, folks, I've known this woman for years. Her number is 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. Tell her Pastor Bush sent you over, folks. She's helping keep this program running. And along with your help and Dr. Ron's help, maybe keep this thing going. We pray we can. Again, give her a call at 800-375-4188. And I would recommend it highly before we get in totally into a digital system where all you have is digits transported to some account somewhere, and if they don't like you, they will cut it off. And it's not hard to do. As I was saying before the break, they took away sound money, printed paper, which is worthless and dropping in value every day. And now they went to direct deposit. I know that my checks are direct deposited. I see no even paper money in my hand. It goes in directly into the bank. How easy can it be to take away that direct deposit from me? Just cut off that click on the computer, and I have no way to pay the bills. Is that control? Is that manipulation? You think about that. Now, I guess the guy is Michael. From On Point Preparedness, website is onpointpreparedness.net. Onpointpreparedness.net. Michael, you go ahead and finish some more of your thoughts about AI and what's happening.
Right. So, yeah, before we cut for the break, pretty much well established that all of the top financial analysts that are aware of the signs of the times, they're all stating that digital cryptocurrency will be the currency of the future. It won't be paper, so that they can fully control the marketplace. And that ties in directly with Revelation talking about the mark of the beast being a requirement so that you can buy and sell. But the interesting thing is, and how you led into this program was, how close are we to this? And I said it was about, we're 2 weeks in. And the reason I said that is because there has been an initiative launched called Singularity Net. And you can actually visit this on the internet. It's singularitynet.io. And what it states is it's a decentralized marketplace for artificial intelligence. And what this means is all the news stories you've seen about the Facebook artificial intelligence and some of these robot artificial intelligences, they've been basically isolated in laboratory conditions. So they've been contained within a robot, or they've been contained just within some local servers. They haven't been allowed to run loose, per se, on the global intranet. But what the Singularity Net does, just as it states, it's a decentralized marketplace for AI. It is a global network of servers in which AI is uploaded, and the AI can talk to each other. So there's not just one AI. I mean, you've heard perhaps that there is a Sophia AI that was made a citizen in Saudi Arabia. Facebook has their own AI. There's tons of these different AIs, and they specialize in different things. This Singularity Net, which was, again, launched within the last 2 weeks, allows all these AIs to be uploaded to this cloud-like internet, and they can learn off of each other, which is incredibly scary, because that is where this hive mind comes into place, this global beast system. So I learned about this, again, 2 weeks ago from some YouTube channels where there's our coders and programmers that follow this type of news. And it all relates back to this Sophia AI that was made a citizen in Saudi Arabia. Are you aware of that news headline?
Oh, yes, that's the one they're starting to call she instead of it. Yes, I sure am. Folks, try to break. A lot more to talk about. Any questions, comments, it's your broadcast night also. 877-317-6432. Love to hear from you. Yeah, folks, this is getting on the verge of something really spooky happening, even leaking up to your mind. Oh, yeah. I'm serious.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
What I sing on to the glory of God. What I sing all to Him.
These are the last days when our Lord Jesus Christ has said, "Nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famine and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places." Inasmuch as our God loves us very much, He has provided us with help against the plagues of the last days. Alternative doctors and users of our herbal products have reported successes against bacterial infections, burns, bed sores, cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, fibromyalgia, chronic pain syndrome, arthritis pain, and more.
For more information, call Life Research at 406-822-7776. That's 406-822-7776. Call today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
You gotta walk that lonesome valley. You gotta walk it by yourself. Ain't nobody here can walk it for you. You gotta walk it by yourself.
Folks, we are back, and what we're discussing tonight,
years since we've had
25, 30, and beyond that, was pure science fiction. It was speculation. We weren't nowhere near able to do it, but technology is not just increasing, it's multiplying every day. I have in my possession a Military Times paper written back in April 1995, almost 23 years ago, that said they were working on melting chips and neurons to put in soldiers' brains to teach them certain things and make them more or less a robot. Now, I'm dead serious about that, folks. I got the paperwork. I can prove it. And it's just unbelievable how far down the road we are now and 23 years later. And what they told us now, it's probably old news. What we find out by research now is probably old news. They're probably another 30, 40 years ahead of us. But, Michael, go ahead. I don't mean to take the show away from you, but this just intrigued me. They told us this in 1995 that they were working on this, and I have no doubt when they said they're working on it, they probably already have it. So we're coming along very quickly, aren't we?
Oh, yeah. Just when we were talking over the break with the chips that are being inserted in soldiers' brains. That personally, it really disturbs me, as a Christian, even as a non-Christian, it should concern to think about doing that. And that may be a possibility. But for me, looking at AI and personally, I think we are in the end times. Honestly, I can't imagine this going on for much longer. I know a lot of my peers think the same way. We don't want to put a date on anything, but we think whatever's coming is coming soon. I don't know if there's necessarily time to chip everyone, in terms of these brain implants. But I do believe that the AI and its dominance over the global internet and its relationship to the cryptocurrency could literally be any day now. I think that technology is there. Like I said, the catalyst was a singularity net, which kicked off about 2 weeks ago. In terms of the cascade of things, that would at least be one of the first things to happen and why we should worry about AI, that AI has the capability that no human has today, that it can literally bring all these man-made platforms together again into this one hive mind beast system. So that's where most of my research has been focused on.
Well, we could see a time when men's thinking becomes obsolete. I mean, AI will be so far advanced above human intelligence and capabilities that it will become obsolete, perhaps, in some ways. And I know it sounds unbelievable and spooky, and it is. But when this AI connects worldwide, Michael, and everything you need to know is transmitted to you, and already is, they have, I don't want to even call them now, these devices in your home that you talk to, and they research things for you. You just say, Google or whoever is Siri, look this up, and boom, here's your answer. And that's, they're in your home, in your house, listening to everything you say and do. And people think, well, folks, I said they're listening to everything you say. That's what they're there for. But you can ask me anything you want to. They'll even change channels on TV for you now if you ask them to.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And so what you mentioned, all these different AI systems, they can each do something uniquely well. Right. So this AI can find, your best TV show or your music, depending on your likes and dislikes. Or this other AI has the ability to mine cryptocurrency. But yeah, that singularity net, when the AIs are all uploaded together and they can learn off of each other, that's when it becomes dangerous. And like I said, that happened about 2 weeks ago.
Well, you've heard, of course, about 3G, 4G, and now working on 5G networks. You know that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I understand that the 5G is going to be another level to the point that's going to be unbelievable what they can do with that. And I don't know much about that. You might know. I'm sure you know a lot more than I do. But they're saying that the 5G network will be capable of doing a lot of things that right now are just dreams to us, I guess you could say. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, so I've done a little bit of research on 5G. And there's only one thing that can come to mind. I know that they're really trying to push this through. There's some videos out there where the creators of this technology don't even want to have any health safety studies. They just want to roll it out because its benefits are so great. And its implication in terms of end times prophecy that I see and how it relates to AI is if you think about mobile mechanics. So when you talk about drones or any type of cell phones or any other type of mobile mechanical thing that can have AI, I'll use a silly analogy here, but it's true. If you think of the movie Terminator,
mm-hmm.
right? The cost associated with building AI into every single robot is way too expensive to be cost productive, right? You wouldn't possibly invest all that money to have AI and replicate it 1,000 times or 1,000,000 times. But where 5G might fill the gap is you have AI in your central servers, and because 5G speed is the fastest thing, some say even faster than Wi-Fi, you don't need to build AI into each of these units. Whether it's a drone or whatever it is, you don't need to build AI into it. You just have AI in the software central locality, and it can broadcast over the 5G airwaves. So that to me is what 5G would fill the gap for.
This goes this is really getting to the verge of being science fiction in my mind, because I know it's real, but I'm having a hard time grasping the fact that one day, and I don't know how imminent this is, but I've been reading about different ways they can put thoughts in people's heads and transmit thoughts and voices to their heads, and they make them think they're actually hearing voices or thinking things. Is this all part of that also?
I'm not really sure, actually. So I've only done a cursory research on 5G. And again, it's going to be global. One of the things is if there is some like mind control or health issues that are associated with it, I mean, if the signal's broadcasted globally, I don't know how you would target some people versus others. So I don't know if the makers of the technology would do that to themselves, but yeah, anything's a possibility with what type of technologies they're building.
Well, obviously, insane people do use technology to their own advantage. I mean, that's how they've worked with computers to control the world, and everything you say and do in a computer or telephone is all known by somebody who wants to know. If they want to know it, they know it. Evil men do this. I mean, they took the TV set and something that could be used for great good and for glory of God and turned into a perverted piece of trash in the home. They're taking that to even spy on you. I remember years ago, Tex Myers, a friend of mine known for years, runs a ministry and just retired recently. I was talking about the time the TV set would be spying on you and would listen to you. And he hadn't heard about that yet. This has been 20-some years ago. But now, obviously, the TV sets can hear you and can spy on you, can't they?
Yep, and no one cares. They just
No one cares. That's the point. No one cares.
Yeah, no one says, that they're just using that for good purposes. Just
advertising, whatever.
For terrorists and all that, right?
Yeah, right. Let's take a phone call. Let's take a call from Louisiana. Let's talk to a brother, Yari. Yari, you there?
Yeah, can you hear me okay?
I sure can. Welcome. Come on in.
Okay, I got a good one for you. It can already read your mind, and it can already speak for you. And how I know is I was on my cell phone, and I dialed directory assistance. And the computer came on and said, "What city, please?" And before I could say anything, I'm thinking, "What city?" But before I could say anything, the operator came on and said, "What listing in Alexandria, Louisiana, would you like?" And I said, "What listing? How did you know I wanted Alexandria, Louisiana?" And she said, "Because I heard you say Alexandria, Louisiana."
Really?
Yep, that's exactly how it went down.
Wow. Any comments on that, Michael?
Well, I can tell you that with everything, we were actually starting the program with this, right? Humans went into these surveillance systems willingly.
Oh, yeah.
So if you think about everything about you that's digital, your whole finances, what you purchase, well, again, if you're like the majority of Americans, everything you purchase is digital on credit cards, your social media accounts, your photos, literally your whole life, and especially with mobile cell phones, people have them basically attached to their faces all day long.
Oh, yes.
It is your life in the cloud, and, you know, you pair that up with AI, and they know you. They know your tendencies. They know your likes, your dislikes. I mean,
well, it's amazing that
Amazon Echo and everything's doing, right?
Amazon Echo
targets ads for you.
Yes. But it's amazing how, and I'm sure Yari is telling us the gospel truth here, that they knew the city he wanted before he said it. That is, Yari, I know you're telling the truth. That's hard to believe, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that's just the way it went down, and it's the reason they had to know you and put everybody into they used to call the mainframe the Beast.
Right.
And they changed the name to the Prophet. And the reason is they got to know everybody well enough so the Prophet can make a prediction and be real accurate about exactly how you will react with any given set of circumstances. Will he turn his guns in or won't he? Does he have guns or don't he? Things like that.
Absolutely. That's a good point. And thanks for the call. Man, you just told something. I mean, wow. If this happens again, please let me know, will you?
Okay.
Appreciate it. Wow.
Thank you.
Gee. I mean, I never heard it before, folks. And Yari's not lying to us. I promise you that. I don't know how it worked. I have no idea. Let's go to Arizona and talk to Will. Will, are you there? We lost Will. Will, call back in. You can call back. Anybody can call and like to hear it now at 877-317-6432. 877-317-6432. Call and talk to us. Okay, who we got from Idaho? All right, let's talk to Leslie from Idaho. Leslie, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, Pastor Butch. I'm kind of piggybacking onto Yari's call, actually. You need to write this down. It's a website called dataasylum.com. And there, somebody just gave a link on a YouTube comment page today, and I went and looked at it. And it's got a lot of information, and it was very interesting that the, what he's saying is that, you know how people are getting more gallons through the chemtrails? And
sure.
They're saying that they've got these, I don't know, kind of like little chips or whatever. But anyway, they've gotten it down to like a nanoparticle, and we're breathing them in, and that's how they're, like, connecting to us or something. Anyway,
well,
it's just so interesting, and there's a lot of information, and you just have to check it out.
Well, thank you, Leslie, for the info. You're always on top of things. Thank you, Leslie. And bye-bye. About 5 or 6 years ago, Michael, maybe longer, I showed a video in church where they were spreading nano chips, sprinkling them like pixie dust all over buildings and trees and plants, and talking about how people will soon walk into buildings and doors and windows open for them because your body's interacting, because you're breathing them in. Your body's interacting with everything around you, so they're ready for you when you come in. Now, this sounds really far-fetched, and I'm not at all saying it's happening, but it won't surprise me. I mean, they're spraying everything else in the chemtrails. Why not do something like that, too? If they can, they will. Any comments on that before we go to another caller?
Yeah, I don't know if it's true. It's certainly possible, and we have history of our own government spraying things into the air. I don't know if you remember, I don't know what decade this was, maybe in the 60s or 70s, where they were spraying bacterial spores in the San Francisco Bay.
Yes.
So, I mean, they've tested air sprays on humans before. That's declassified information. I'm sure, well, actually, I do know that there is technology that has these chips down to the micro level, whether or not they spray them in the air. Probably wouldn't know otherwise.
Wow, this is getting really deep here. My goodness. All right, let's try Will again in Arizona. Will, come on. Come on in. Sorry you lost a minute ago. Come on in and join us. Bill. Okay, Bill, come on in.
When the battery goes dead on the cell phone, Pastor Butch, you never know, do you?
No, you don't, sir. Come on in. Welcome. What's on your mind?
You will not probably be aware of the fact that you were not on the air until 8 or 9 minutes after the top of the hour, because I had not yet called WWCR to ask them what was happening to your show tonight, and they were completely unaware of the fact that they were supposed to carry your show tonight until I called them to ask them why they weren't carrying your show tonight.
Well, thank you. I'll take care of that. Thank them. No, Bill. Appreciate it.
Well, but this is a good example of what the reason why I'm calling, Pastor Butch. We need to get over this fairy dust idea that most of us have about technology. Most of us assume technology is capable of things on its own that is simply not capable of doing.
Mm-hmm.
Technology can't do anything unless we program it to do it. Computers cannot talk to each other
unless we teach them to. I agree.
Talk to each other.
I agree.
Okay? Artificial intelligence is artificial. It's not real intelligence. There's a computer can't think any more than a rock in the desert can think.
Well, let me ask you a question here. I'll ask you a question here, Bill, and also Michael. Is it possible, both of you can ask this question. Michael, let you go first. Is it possible that the AI, one day, although not really thinking, will say it doesn't have the capability to come with anything original, but it will know so much that it can actually work on its own with all the information it has?
Yeah, so my comment would be, I did a video a while back, and so in Deuteronomy and Leviticus, the Lord talks about the blood, that the blood is life.
Right.
And so AI has no blood, therefore it is not life. It's artificial. But we have to remember that this battle was not one of flesh. This is a spiritual battle. And so we know this AI technology is incredibly enhanced. Whether you want to, we could try to put a gauge on how enhanced it is. But can that technology be influenced by the Antichrist spirit and serve the beast system? I think absolutely.
Yeah, that's a good point. The only thing you want to say very quickly, Randy, we have to go on break in a second. Anything else you want to say?
Okay, well, I guess nobody's going to believe me if I say anything.
Well, no, you're
simply not understanding what I'm trying to tell you.
Okay, well, I think you made a good point.
An electronic circuit can run a computer program that doesn't mean it has any intelligence or any understanding of what it's doing. It's merely a tool that's been programmed to do what it does, and it does it.
Do you think, Bill, that the supernatural powers, we'll say from the Antichrist, could make this work?
Yes, but not without them.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I agree.
But not
I understand what you're saying.
Them. And
yes.
They don't have any more control over a computer than we do.
Okay, good point, Bill. Thanks, Carl. Appreciate you putting your 2 cents worth in. Good points. Look for the break for the final segment. And if you want to call, you still have time. 877-317-6432. We definitely want to hear from you.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Truth, sin, duty, war, and liberty. Just a few of the topics covered in the new book by author Pastor Butch Paul, Articles of Wisdom and Instruction from God's Word, Volume 1. In his new book, Pastor Butch answers life's tough questions with precise, concise, and understandable language. But not from himself. Pastor Butch presents answers straight from God's Word. Purchase Articles of Wisdom and Instruction from God's Word, Volume 1 by Pastor Butch Paul online at Amazon.com or call 800-777-4403.
How many ways can you listen to Call to Decision?
Plenty. Listen live on AM and FM radio stations across the country.
Shortwave radio.
Call in to listen. 605-477-5275 or
605-562-4040.
Listen live at GCNlive.com
or TuneIn.com.
Download the TuneIn app or the GCN app and listen to archive programs at GCNlive.com.
Now there's no reason to miss hearing Pastor Butch
on Call to Decision.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Important headlines. The latest headlines.
Not from mainstream media.
Get your truth at PastorButch.com.
PastorButch.com.
Now, back to Pastor Butch on Call to Decision.
All righty, folks. We're back down to the final segment for tonight's broadcast on AI. And wow, great phone calls. Thank you all for sharing. I really mean that. I'm so impressed with the caliber of intelligent people in this broadcast. And I was telling Michael during the break there, I must be saying something right. The people that listen to this broadcast will not listen to me because they're highly intelligent and well-learned and not afraid to speak their mind. That's why this is this program. And I understand what Bill said. I really do. I do understand that. I just wonder if they get to the point that they won't be thinking on their own, but they'll be interacting so well. They seem like they are. They don't need to think. They just have us much information. They can move quicker than we can. That's just what I think about that. Now, the last few minutes, Michael, what do you want to share with the folks?
Well, I think it's good to go to Scripture and remind people to not be afraid. You know, some of the things that we were talking about are, you know, some of the chips that they might be spraying in the air or whatever things are spraying in the air, or whatever technology might be creeping into our homes. Or we talked about the brain implants or the chips that are going on in DARPA and soldiers. But people have to understand a key verse about this, and I'll point to Revelation 14:9. And so it says, "And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, If any man worship the beast and his image,
yes,
and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, then he shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God." So the key thing here is, if any man worship the beast and receive the mark on his forehead or hand. No one should think that they will be forced this mark onto them and they will lose their salvation.
No.
You know, the key thing that I absolutely 100% know about the mark of the beast, because, you know, when we talk about these end time things and we look at the technology and the world events, we're foreshadowing possibilities here, but we're not yet 100% sure. But one thing that I am 100% sure of is this mark of the beast is directly tied to worship. And it's going to be worship of something that is contrary to Jesus Christ that we know. And so if we go just to the foundation of the gospel of Christ, you know, this Antichrist will look good, smell good, you know, woo the world. But if you're a true Christian and you're born of the Spirit, you will know that that's not your Savior. And you will know that you are not to worship it. And so I would not be fearful about any of these technologies and how they might be imposed on you, because that is not what makes you lose your salvation. It is about you distinctly turning away from faith, turning away from Jesus, and worshiping this beast system.
It's the difference between being raped and voluntarily giving yourself. That's what it boils down to.
A
person's raped is innocent. That's all there is to it. And folks, again, the website, you can check this out, and I hope you will. OnPointPreparedness.net. And very quickly, down at the last minute, what YouTube, where can they find your video on YouTube? You got any place to go in particular on there?
If you just look on YouTube for On Point Preparedness, you'll find my YouTube channel. But specifically the video that I talk about AI, it was posted 3 weeks ago, and it says, "We had no idea how could this have happened?" And it has a little AI robot as the thumbnail. So you can check that out. It's about 15 minutes, and it goes into Bitcoin and Singularity.net and the Sophia robot and all the history behind it.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Mike, for joining us tonight. I do appreciate it so much, and I really mean that. We'll do this again sometime in the future. How's that?
Absolutely. I appreciate you having me on.
God bless you, sir. Have a wonderful evening. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank
you. Folks, don't forget, tomorrow we'll be in the office between 9 and 4 Eastern. Take your phone calls, 800-777-4403. If you can call long distance, we'd appreciate it, 304-846-4448. We need your help in continuing this thing, folks. We truly do. I mean it with all my heart. I love you a bunch, and I really appreciate you being out there. And your phone calls, whether you agree or disagree, I respect what you're saying. Have a wonderful night. I'll see you tomorrow in the office and tomorrow night on the air. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.